This is Bird Note. A tiny Nashville warbler flies to its nest, a fat caterpillar clamped in its beak. Nearly all of North America's smaller birds, from this warbler to chickadees to thrushes, raise their young on insects, especially insect larvae, like this juicy caterpillar. Insects sustain our ecosystems, and not just as a food source. They also pollinate 90% of all plants. And without plants at the heart of the food web, life on Earth would simply collapse. Though insects are small, easily overlooked, and often vilified, most are beneficial. But their numbers have dropped by half in the last 50 years, so it's now critical to help foster insects. One concrete way to help is to grow native plants that provide food and shelter for insects like caterpillars. For example, in the eastern United States and Midwest, buttonbush supports 18 different species of caterpillars and also provides food for birds in the form of nectar and seeds. Growing such plants directly benefits birds and helps insects keep the natural world ticking. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you. Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Dasi with Tamed. Before that, you heard Empanadas Ilegales with Cumbia Raja. My name is Leslie. Okay, let's talk about this fan fiction, all right? So I talked about, if you're just joining me, I was explaining Naruto, okay? I didn't really expect to ever have to do that on radio, but I just explained Naruto and how, like, I dropped that series many, many years ago. I have no idea what happened to it after Naruto left for training. I kind of know what happened. I met Sai. I know Sai and his funky little drawings and his funky little outfit. Yeah, I know some things, but not a whole lot. But, you know, I just completely forgot that it was... It's not even that I completely forgot, but, like, I didn't realize that the point of the story was to make commentary not about friendship. But I read this fan fiction, and I'm going to share the name of the fan fiction with you because, you know, I think you deserve to know about it. If you're a person who is lucky enough to not always be online because you don't have problems, then I'll just drop the name. It's called For Guidance, Please See the Corporate Interpersonal Relationship Policy. And it's about how Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura all work for the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation of Canada. And, you know, like, the way that the story unfolds and the very really specific things that are discussed, like within the professional context of the work that they do, is so interesting to me that I actually did go ahead and I checked out the r/Canada Public Servants Reddit forum, which, again, this fanfiction has been shared on it a few times before. Just based on, like, the cursory review of the posts on that forum and comparing it to, like, what is discussed in the fanfiction itself, like, it seems pretty horrifically, like, well reflected. I guess it does appear that the public servants of Canada do experience a fluorescent lighting version of hell that is depicted in this fan fiction, which is, I don't know, is that like a representation in media win? Maybe not. But essentially, you know, this story unfolds, this fan fiction unfolds in the way that a lot of romantic comedy fan fiction would unfold, focusing on, like, you know, just like misunderstandings and like weird relationship dynamics, not in a weird in a bad way, but like weird and like both people are just like kind of annoying and insufferable and they are attracted to each other type way. And to that extent, I wasn't like, oh, this fan fiction is amazing, like it moved me or anything like that. It was just, you know, it was all right. It was like a pretty well-written fan fiction. It's kind of amusing. And I don't think I've ever really been like a die-hard like Sasuke and Naruto shipper, so I was not exactly like, oh, my OTP or anything like that. The thing that did end up moving me, which I was really surprised about, was this scene in the fanfiction where Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura are having lunch together and they're like chatting and just kind of like teasing each other and bonding. It actually really took me back to maybe the reason why I did enjoy Naruto when I was younger, which was seeing the way that the characters, like, interacted and developed their bonds and friendships. The first few major story arcs in the series are all about the way in which Naruto, Sasuke, and Sakura, like, build their friendship and become teammates. And it is only later in the series that it becomes, like, really quite different because, you know, Sasuke leaves to join the mob and stuff like that, right? And so, you know, you're missing a vital piece of the puzzle. But, yeah, I don't know. That scene in this fanfiction made me just... That was the thing that moved me. It got to me to the point in which I completely forgot one of the reasons why I think as an adult now, I am more than likely to never revisit Naruto the series again, which is the fact that the female characters in the series are, in my opinion, my personal opinion, not all that well written. I mean, I guess that's just my personal opinion, but I feel like Masashi Kishimoto, who again is the creator, writer, and main illustrator of the original Naruto comic series, I think that he, very similar to many of his contemporaries who were being published at the time, maybe have not held a very meaningful conversation with a woman in his life ever. And so when you read the story, like, it becomes quite clear that it does not pass the Bechdel test. A lot, I think, at least by, when I dropped the series, most, if not all, of the poignant female characters, their character motivations, their identity and growth, they all revolve around a man. They all revolve around a boy for some reason. And I understand that this is a shonen manga series. It is aimed towards young boys. It is a story about a young boy. And it is a fantastical story as well. And so, yeah, like, when we say the main character of the story is a young boy, we mean it. He is everywhere. He is in the minds of everybody in that universe. I think just as an adult woman now, if I were to go back and read this, myself being somebody who also is not really able to tolerate this type of storytelling very well, there are a lot of other adult women who can find these flaws and it's not really that important to them, or it doesn't really necessarily hugely take them out of the series or anything like that. And I respect that. Good for them. I am unfortunately not one of those people. I think that that type of storytelling is so annoying that I would not be able to get into it again. So I think it's really amazing that this fan fiction, again, the title is For Guidance, Please See the Corporate Interpersonal Relationship Policy, was able to somehow tap into that, like, like that memory that I've had of enjoying the series when I was young, and also is able to flesh out Sakura as a character in the best way that it can, because Sakura serves as a supporting character in this fan fiction. But doing it so well that I completely forget about the fact that she is not all that well written, doesn't have really a very strong inner world in the actual series. Like, that's how you know that, one, this person who wrote this story loves the original franchise, because they are willing to make improvements that are so poppin to flesh out their series or their story. That's how you know it's good. I don't know. This fan fiction, it really just brought some lightness to my day. You know, it brought so much lightness in my day when I was reading it last week. And not only did it give me that lapse in judgment of, like, maybe I should get back into Naruto, but it also gave me a lapse in judgment when I was at a work meeting that day, on the day when I, like, read the fan fiction, and I told my coworkers that my morning was going all right because I had read a fun fan fiction, and my coworkers, they don't know what fan fiction is. And so one of them asked me, "Oh, what's a fan fiction?" Yeah, I completely exposed myself to normies. Like, that's, you know, I have nothing else to say about that. It just happened to me. It happened in my life. I'm gonna have to accept it. But that's what I'm saying. You know, that's sometimes what a fan fiction can do to you. It can stay in your mind. It can make you say silly things at work. It can make you want to maybe get back into that property. It can also be the topic of your weekly radio show, because it just got you. It got you good. In the end, I don't think that I will actually get back into Naruto. Again, you know, one of the main barriers being, like, poorly written female characters, and also length of series. But I think another really big one, honestly, is just, like, how many characters there are. As I was, like, I mean, again, it, like, ran for 15 years, whatever, 72 volumes, whatever. It makes sense that there are a lot of characters in this show and in this comic itself, but, like, at one point, as I was trying to, like, hype myself to maybe get back into the series, I was watching the anime opening sequences online, and at one point, the anime opening sequences, and maybe this is, like, deep, deep, deep into the series. This is, like, season, like, 23 of, like, Naruto Shippuden or something. There were, like, 500 characters on screen. And it's kind of sad to say this, but none of them seemed all that interesting in character design. That's the other thing, maybe, that I just thought about. A lot of people criticize Naruto the character because he has a really distinct and kind of garish looking character design. He's, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, and he's wearing essentially a bright orange and blue tracksuit. Many of the other characters, supporting characters in the series from the first the early maybe like three or four arcs also tend to have very interesting character designs, like, you know, they look like funky little anime characters, essentially. But, like, as you watch the opening sequence of, like, season 42 or whatever of Naruto, it's like the supporting characters who appear are no longer that interesting to look at. Like, the new ones, the character designs aren't as eye-catching anymore. But there are, like, 300 of them. And so, it's like, I'm getting 300 characters that are just, like, kind of boring to look at. And then there's just, like, one gaudy main character trying to get his emo best friend to come back to the village, even though he's committed war crimes. Anyways, that was my experience trying to get back into Naruto. Have you had a similar experience before? Let me know. If you're a Naruto fan, maybe you want to catch me up. because I'm not going to read that many pages on the fan wiki. Write to me, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com or at typicallytuesdays on Instagram. Check out more great CJSF programming. Check out Analog Archives, airing Thursdays from 6 to 7. It's hosted by our local community journalist, Danny, and it's a really great show. It's all about the physical archive here at CJSF. And if you miss the real show, the real broadcast, you can check it out on our digital archives as well at cjsf.ca. But if you want to check it out when it's airing, Thursdays at 6 o'clock in the evening is when you can catch it. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. It was lighthearted. It was low stakes. I hope you enjoyed. And yeah, that's kind of it. One final song for you today. I actually have pretty vivid memories watching this Naruto ending theme. It's kind of a classic in my opinion. I hope you like it. Nagareboshi Shooting Star by Homemade Kazoku. Here in Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Leslie. I'll talk to you very soon. 空を見上げれば星たちがほらまた耐えてるこの星の人たちみたいに様々な光を放ってそうの中で僕もひときわ輝いていたいんだ目を閉じて心に誓う流れ星に夢を託して夜景が見える滑り台の上昔から僕の特等席悩みがあればここに来るんですあの頃のまま夢の途中で今叶えられずにいるんですもしかしてここが終点なんて弱音を吐いてしまいそうな日もあるでもその度に思い出すよ流れ星を探してあの星空小さな頃の願い事は今昔も変わらないまま空を見上げれば星たちがほらまた耐えてるこの星の人たちみたいに様々な光を放ってその中で僕もひときわ輝いていたいんだ目を閉じて心に誓う流れ星に夢を託して